Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. The Republic took on the issue of immigrant children being separated from their parents, and the paper's editorial director, Phil Boaz, is here for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Now, Phil, in the past, U.S. policy was more of what's being called catch and release. What message is the Trump administration trying to send here? Is it supposed to be a deterrent, or is it something more sinister than that?
Well, this is what's wrong with the policy that we're willing to say editorially, is that this is very calculated to send a message. This is meant to be a deterrent to all of Latin America. You know, if you come here to this country illegally, try to cross our border, you may face this potential scenario where you're separated from your children. You might go to jail, and like American citizens do who break the law, go to jail, they're separated from their children as well. And that's sort of the message of the Trump administration. There's another reason they're doing it, and they've acknowledged this, and that is they're putting pressure on Congress and particularly the Democrats to pass a compromise immigration reform bill that will give them a wall, money to pay for Trump's border wall.
Mm-hmm. So when the message is being sent that you're going to separate parents from their kids, and then at the same time you're supporting to whatever extent the DACA kids, it seems like it's a contradictory message, doesn't it?
It does. There are all kinds of contradictions here because Trump says he hates this policy. Trump, with a wave of his hand, could stop this right now. The administration doesn't need Congress to end this. They started it. They can stop it in an instant, and they're not doing it. And the problem here is very simple, and we say this in an editorial. It's really easy to understand why it's wrong. It's wrong because you don't use children as bargaining chips in politics. That's just morally wrong. And we're doing it right now as a country. And this is why character matters when we go and choose leaders, because a leader of character will understand that. You can't do that to kids. You don't put families and children in turmoil. Just so you can win a political battle.
Right. Not everything's up for negotiation. Yeah. And in this case, it seems like it might be. Yeah.
Right.
Considering that he could do something with the wave of his hand, if Congress wanted to do something, would Congress just have to apply pressure? Would Congress have to come up with some sort of immigration bill that does not give the president what he wants?
Well, Congress wants to end this, and Paul Ryan has said he wants to end it and that he's got a bill to do it. But of course, the president can end it right now. The Democrats know this. The Democrats are mobilizing on this issue. A lot of the candidates in the midterms are heading to the border. They're going to be doing press conferences from there because they think this is a winning issue for them. So it is unlikely you're going to get this compromise reform legislation through right now. So it's going to be interesting to see if the administration digs in its heels and holds its ground.
Do you think this is a winning issue for Democrats? We could say this and say, well, from a moral standpoint, yes, but when we've seen how people vote, maybe not.
You know, I'm amazed that the immigration issue is back because we're at low ebb on illegal immigration. It has receded enormously from, you know, the years of preceding SB 1070. We're at about a third of what it used to be. And so it's really, it's amazing that it's come back, and we're seeing sort of the tough policies that we saw in Arizona, sort of the hard-nosed approach to immigration that didn't work here, being nationalized. I'm flabbergasted to see, and I think it's very hard to understand. I think it's hard to know who wins in this. It's too early to tell right now.
So this policy is causing trauma, and who knows how long lasting that trauma is going to be for youngsters, for their parents. Is the U.S. allowed to have some sort of policy that is not this extreme, but that does discourage? Because in some sense, you don't want to place blame on people who are leaving horrible situations, but in some sense, it's the parents who are putting the kids potentially in this situation.
Right. And I think the left makes a mistake often on this score, and that is they treat immigrants like they have no agency, like they're complete pawns and victims and all of this. They're making choices as well that put their children in peril. You know, that traveling across Mexico from Central America, that's a dangerous journey. And so they're taking chances doing that and coming to the border and understanding we have laws and that if you break those laws, there are consequences. You know, that they're making choices as well. And there are immigrants who exploit children. They pretend that some of these children are their own when they're not. Some of the smugglers use children to get catch and release once they're in the country. You know, so there is all kinds of exploitation of children going on. But the point here is that we shouldn't be party to it. The United States has no business doing that to kids.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.